This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have been right all along. And the left have been wrong. And I take complete joy in this. As I told you guys, I bought a bunch of Chinese footballs, NFL lookalikes, fugazis, and I'm spiking them. I'm going to be spiking them all year. Football is going to be our backdrop for today's show. And why not? It should be. Because on January 1, the NFL gave us a gift. Anyway, I do take joy in the sorrow that the left are going to suffer, except it means that the lunatics are still running the asylum and we can only watch. But I will say this, I'm glad it's happening in a fresh year. Because typically, you end the year and it's like, okay, let's forget all that other stuff that happened and let's move forward. And that's the message of Joe Biden and those guys. All the people who wrecked our economy, who wrecked our lives, want us to do. Let's just move forward and start fresh, everybody. Let's forget everything that we said about you, that we called you anti-vaxxers, and we called you homophobes, and we called you xenophobes, and we called you racist. Let's forget all that stuff. Come on, y'all. Get with the program. Because it's all so good, right? Yeah, let's forget that inflation. Let's forget the crime rate. Let's forget the invasion that's occurring at the border. Let's forget the wars that Joe Biden has gotten us into. And let's forget all the lies that we told about elections and January 6th and the people who were wrongly imprisoned and so on and so forth. Let's forget all that, man, because it's a new year. Let's wash it all off. I'm glad it's a new year. Because the left don't have the luxury of washing any of that crap off. Crap sticks and it stinks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The left packed the same old stinky bags for this trip, didn't even bother to wash their clothes. And we have already started to see their dirty laundry spill out of those well-worn traveled bags. Because you know what? They've been carrying this baggage around for years. And we're finally beginning to see it. We watched their dam break on the first of many lies of what will be exposed this year, as Damar Hamlin did the woo flu fall in front of God and everybody on January 1. Why am I talking about January? Well, January 1. It was like God said, I'm going to start showing you their lies day one of the new year. They highlight the conflict, folks, within the Republican Party. And there is a conflict within the Republican Party because we don't have a Republican Party. We have MAGA Republicans, true patriots, true Americans. And as Brad Stein would tell you, then we have citizens, people who don't care about America, just happen to be born here. That's what the left represent. And I'm going to play this mashup one more time, this anti-vaxxer. And at the very end, Fauci says something profound. But here's the mashup.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
People who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
About this, in a world of threats and tyrants and terror, you know what our biggest enemy is in America? Our fellow Americans.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
Being frustrated that there is still a percentage of the population who are not vaccinated.
I wish that he would go further to restrict the activities of the unvaccinated.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. You're...
25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy. Well, you know, it's my rights. Okay. But I don't care.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated.
No, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Freedom not to follow the facts, even if your freedom kills people? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of freedom do they really want?
We have a pandemic because the unvaccinated are causing enormous confusion.
The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer.
Shouldn't they have to pay more into the system because they are collapsing our health system? They're the ones in the ERs.
Why aren't vaccination universally? Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court.
It's almost like it's going to be two Americas.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That we should play that clip every day of this year. They wished a winter of severe illness and death on us. Didn't happen. One guy said, threats, tyrants, and terror, even though those are the things that we deal with every day, he says the biggest enemy are our fellow Americans. That was Chris Cuomo. One of the ladies who was over the one of the health agencies said they should restrict the activities of the unvaxxed. Jimmy Kimmel said the unvaxxed, when you want hospital care, rest in peace, Wheezy. Gene Simmons said, unvaxxed are the enemy. Whoopi Goldberg said, we don't care about your rights. Don Lemon said, freedom not to follow the facts, even if your freedom kills people. They went on to talk about overcrowding the hospitals, overrunning emergency room. Joy Reid said, they should pay more into the system because they're collapsing our health system. All of it lies. January 1, we get front and center to look at everything that is a lie. That's what the leftists are about. They're just blatant liars. You know what's happened, folks? The media decimated. Ratings embarrassingly low. A shakeup occurring at almost every major media outlet. FBI decimated. No longer believed, no longer respected. Joe Biden presidency. Do I really need to go into detail about that? Nobody respects this guy. They think he's a clown, a feckless clown being led by other people. All those people that I mentioned, what's their credibility? You want to know why they're going to fight you tooth and nail over this Damar Hamlin thing? Because they know you know all about them.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What a difference a day makes, right? December 31st versus January 1, we're supposed to have this magical flip that occurs. And it does. And I'm happy that we end something. There's an end point, and then we start anew. And January 1st is the bookend to what is the one bookend of what is supposed to be a year, right, until we get to the very end of the next year. And it gives us a finite amount of time to say, let's make something happen. So I say to you, let's make something happen. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Ben Franklin said, well done is better than well said. I couldn't agree more. We did a lot of talking in the last decade and a half. I've watched it. 14 years ago when I started the Black Sphere, the reason why I started it, I said there's a lot of talking, but there's not a whole lot of doing. There are people that confuse activity for effectiveness. And I'll never forget that lesson when I got into sales. And I was a fresh engineer getting transitioning into sales and going on sales calls with senior salespeople, and I take my notes and they take me into different things, and I thought, ooh, look at me. I'm learning how to sell. I had no clue how to sell. I just had the gift of gab. And I had technical degrees, and I knew when somebody needed something, and I was stumbling around like Mr. Magoo getting it right. But then I ran into a guy that said, you gotta stop with all the nonsense and learn how to listen better. Learn how to really listen to what the client is looking for and get rid of the fluff. I would take copious notes like I was a, what they call it, a court stenographer. And Dr. Al pulled me aside at a lunch, said, what are your, I'm not forget, he goes, so Kevin, what are your observations? And this guy's got three PhDs in metallurgy and all kinds of stuff. He's like, Kevin, what are your observations? And I'm, well, the beta, you know, blah, 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 and they needed a leakage current. He's like, Kevin, stop. He goes, I've got three PhDs. He goes, let's be clear, I'm the best engineer here. And I just remember the realization of, was there an argument? But he was like, I'm the best engineer here. He goes, you know what you're good at? Looking at people and understanding what they're about. And I want your observations. And it changed my life. Because number one, I got rid of the carpal tunnel trying to take all those stupid notes. And I just started watching people and saying, ah, when you made a comment about this, that's when this guy jumped into the conversation. When you did that, that's when she said this. And those observations made me top sales guy at that company. The second and third year I was there, I eclipsed everybody because I started listening differently and I started doing. It wasn't about all the activity that I thought, ooh, I got a flurry of activity. Look at all these notes. And I go back and look at the notes. Well, I took 14 pages of notes. And Al, Dr. Al's like, I don't care how many pages of notes. What I want are the two action items. My staff today, we talk about action items. We can have a meeting that's an hour long, and there may be two or three action items. That's what I want. My action items. Well, you know what, folks? Action items. The action items for my team this year is we will have a presence. We will build our voice back, and it's going to depend on my quality people. That's you. Quality is not an act, it is a habit. And everyone listening to this program, everyone who's following my work, everyone who's saying, this guy's relevant. Act. I saw one of the most distressing things I've seen in a long time. It was a guy who said he stumbled upon Thomas Sowell. And he literally said, have you guys followed this guy, Thomas Sowell? It's a guy who posts Thomas Sowell quotes. It's not Thomas. It's not Dr. Sowell. It's a guy who posts Thomas Sowell quotes. And he goes, do you guys know who this guy Thomas Sowell is? I mean, I was listening to this girl Candace Owens, but this guy Thomas Sowell. And I was thinking to myself, I just wanted to grab the guy and shake him and go, you're just discovering Thomas Sowell, and you have the nerve to mention Candace Owens in the same sentence? I don't blame Dr. Sowell. I blame us, the conservative movement, who don't have our heroes. I blame the black community for not mentioning Thomas Sowell every time they even think about a Denzel Washington or a Will Smith or a Charles Barkley. I love Charles Barkley too, and I love Denzel. Don't like Will Smith at all in terms of his politics. But even he has moments of sanity because I've heard him. All I'm getting at is, we have heroes among us. We have giants. And people don't even know it in this movement. And I'm not throwing shade on Candace Owens. Fine. If people think she's something, fine. Good. I don't care. That the more the merrier. But you don't know who Thomas Sowell is? And you know who Candace Owens is? That's a shame for our movement. Anyway, I want to talk about as I mentioned, because I talk about us as quality folks. And I'm never going to not let you believe that you are quality people, that you are the salt of the earth. You are the reason why people want to come to this country, and you're the reason why this country works. Without us, there is no America. There is no United States of America. If leftists were left to run this country, it would be a third world crap hole within 2 years. We've already seen it under Joe Biden. Folks, the numbers don't lie. Correction, the real numbers don't lie. It's the reason why you do accounting, why you have a balance sheet and an income statement, why you file 10-Ks and 10-Qs and get your 8-Ks and what have you when you have a public corporation. You do this stuff so people can look at the numbers, because the real numbers don't lie. The embezzled numbers lie. The Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Those numbers lie. But see, the reality, when you look at these numbers, can't be covered up by the real numbers. Joe Biden's 81 million votes can't be covered up by the real numbers. The number of people pay attention to him. The number of people that give a crap. Go down the list. Do you think that the Democrats want to back these numbers up? If Obama is one of the most popular guys on the planet, show me a rally. Give me a rally together. Show me Obama or Joe Biden, show me anywhere where they can bring people together and they give a crap about them. You already know the answer. If they don't bring in Beyonce or Katy Perry or somebody, nobody gives a crap about them. But bring in DeSantis. Bring in Trump. Bring in many of our so-called leaders, and you're going to get real participation. Say Thomas Sowell is going to appear somewhere and watch what I do. God bless. I wish that guy was 20 years younger. When we come back, we're going to get into the numbers. Shocking.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, crowds gathered at his memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. to remember the man and his message at a replaying event.
Because every time I come here, I derive inspiration
I hope that you do, and as children and generations yet unborn come here.
Martin Luther King III there, he also said his father continues to have an impact on the country. Rain and mountain snows are continuing in California. Some parts of the state have received more rain in the past 2 weeks than all of last year. An additional 1 to 3 feet of snow is expected in parts of Northern California through tonight. That storm is expected to move east and disrupt travel all across the country from Colorado to Michigan. Tim Berg, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you going to do to act this year? To act. You watch what happened in 2020 in the election and then again in the midterms. And there's hardly a person with a brain cell that doesn't realize the Democrats could not possibly perform like they did in the midterms without cheating based on the performance from Joe Biden. We're going to get into the numbers because I've been talking about the numbers. See, you did a lot of things. You continue to act with quality as a citizen of the United States. You conservatives, we conservatives, we acted with quality. We remained selfless. We remained humane. We remain the best citizens of the world. And do you know what the left did? They cheated us. And they want us to believe that all the policies that have led to rampant inflation, fuel prices through the roof, crime through the roof, and a host of other bad things are the way that the nation wants to go. This despite every indicator. You can't find a poll that shows Joe Biden's on the right track. The economy's on the right track. The United States is on the right track, either foreign or domestic. Yet, they win the midterms? They don't get the bloodbath that everybody predicted and expected? Oh, it confounds the experts. Well, Kevin, the reason why was because of abortion, and you can give me a lot of excuses. You can give me excuses. The day is long. There is nothing, no singular issue that's more important to the American people than their safety and security. And I'm talking about financially, militarily, just walking the streets of wherever they live, etc. There's nothing more important than that. And Joe Biden violated it on every level. And you're going to tell me it was abortion that did it, and we need to rethink our strategy. No, we don't. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So my question to you is, what are you going to change this year? What are you going to do to change things, to change the outcome? Many people held on to their money last year like an eagle gripping a fish. And I remind you, Joe Biden took your fish. Oh, yeah. You can teach an eagle to fish, but Joe Biden will take his fish. That should be the saying. And he's going to take more of your fish this year. You spent more on fuel, food, and medical care than any time in your life on average. but everybody's happy, right? The inflation rate, the Fed raised the inflation rate multiple times, 75 basis points, another 75 basis points, another 75 basis points, another 50 basis points. I don't even know. What is the interest at this point? It's gone up, up, up. You lost trillions of dollars in the housing market, the stock market. I'm going to get into the numbers. And this guy carried his party. This buffoon carried his party. You're going to try to make me believe that? Well, you white folks might believe it, but I don't. Biden's policy caused the worst economic disaster in American history. It was covered up by massive money printing and a media who will not admit what we all know. But trust and believe, folks, America experienced a second Great Depression that was in full view. And the only reason why you don't notice it is because we have the ability to cover it up with digital money and all kinds of stuff. That's why people aren't, you know, watching them jump off of high rises like they did back in the 1920s. But metaphorically, they're jumping off of high rises. Worst presidency ever. And here's the fallout. 2022. Horrible year by most people's standards. And I'm going to give you a short list of economic failures of Joe Biden. Worst inflation in 40 years. Largest decline in real wages in four decades. Highest gas prices ever recorded in the United States. And right now, he's spiking a football because he dropped the price of gasoline, or supposedly, by $1.75. But here's what's interesting about that little tidbit. When it's going up, Joe Biden says, this is not my fault. The president can't impact gas. When it's coming down, he says he can impact gas. The price. Biggest annual rises in food prices since 1979. Crisis level labor shortages. Why? Because Joe Biden's policies encourage people not to work. And this isn't the final data point, but it's one that makes the most sense for me to talk about today. Worst crime wave in many cities since the mid-1990s. Decades. All these are things America's supposed to be improving, right? In every way. We're supposed to be making gains. We should be less violent. We should be more productive. We should have ability to feed everybody, ability to get, you know, housing and all the things are supposed to be improving, right? And yet, we watch ourselves march backwards. And the media doesn't want to sound the alarm bell. The Democrats don't want to sound the alarm bell. Other leftists don't want to sound the alarm bell as you watch things march backwards. Here we are sounding the alarm bell, and you know what they call us? Conspiracy theorists. We're haters. I've said this. I think Joe Biden's the biggest idiot ever to be in politics. We should avoid having people like him in politics at all costs. He's a pathological liar that has violated the public trust on so many levels, he should be in prison. But I'll tell you this. If he had performed like Trump, I'd be singing his praises. I'd be talking about that old clown. I'd say, you know what? I will tell you, he's a pathological liar. He's done a bunch of bad stuff, but his results are amazing. But we can't say that about Joe Biden, can we? Because his results are not amazing. We had a tough year. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm happy that Elon Musk lost a bunch of paper money. But I don't think Elon cares. I think Elon Musk looks at it as, I'm a billionaire. I'll die a billionaire. I may be the richest guy in the world today. I might not be. I don't know. Don't care. But I know this. My life has meaning. Because Elon Musk is a quality person. I go back to what I said at the beginning of this broadcast, folks. Quality is not an act. It is a habit. And that's why we have people, still getting over the remnants of that flu. We have people like Elon Musk who demonstrate quality, who say, I don't care what you think about me. I don't care how you behave towards me when I start giving you the truth. And that is the mark of a leader. I'm going to look at high tech, though. Human Events reports after spending billions of dollars on largely failing metaverse project, this is Facebook, and forcing revenue to nosedive, CEO Mark Zuckerberg was forced to lay off around 11,000 employees and admit, quote, I got this wrong. And we talked about this last year. Zuckerberg finally coming to the reality that there is no magic bullet here. If his company continues to persecute conservatives, it will go the way of the ghost. It's the first time that young punk had to go lay off 11,000 people. Facebook had been running fat, dumb, and happy. There's only one side. Up, 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 up. Well, you know what? There is a downside. When conservatives strike back, there is a downside. And I'm going to tell you, I hope that we never go back to that rotten platform. I told you guys you should join me over at Wimkin, WIMKIN.com. You can find me, Kevin Jackson, easy to find, real Kevin Jackson. A website, a social media site built by conservatives that's 8 million people on it, a fraction of what the guys have over at Facebook. And so we're clear, I'm not looking for an echo chamber of all my views or your views. I want us to be able to discuss everything. We don't agree on everything, by the way, folks. Just so we're clear. Anyway, let me get back to these numbers because I'll run out of time. So Facebook lost a crap load of money. Amazon lost more than $1 trillion in market value, and they were the first company to reach that number. Accordingly, Microsoft lost more than $889 billion and laid off 8,000 employees. Apple, who makes their products in China, didn't suffer the same losses, but they had to cut hundreds of jobs. And Twitter, as we all know, cut half their staff and continue to cut. And this one guy wrote this: the dichotomy with Twitter is that it has become a free speech platform under the ownership of Elon Musk. Thanks to Musk, Twitter has seen a larger audience and more engagement now than ever before. These tyrannical big tech companies should look at Twitter for success. Social media companies should not be a front for the Democratic Party. See, that's the lesson from 2022 with social media. There are more lessons to come.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Henry Ford said, you can't build a reputation on what you're going to do. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I have a request of you for this year. Be your best self. How about that for a goal? Be your best self. You are a spectacular person who can do better, who can be better. Not measured by society, measured by what you expect of yourself. So just be that. And it can be incremental. Take baby steps. There's a saying that perseverance is not looking at the long run and going, ooh, I'm going to perseverance is a bunch of little wins that connected together show decades of you overcoming. I tell my son all the time, because when you give him a task, he's like, oh. You know, you say, write a paragraph. Oh, my God, a paragraph, you know. And God forbid it's 3 or 4 pages that he's got as an assignment in class. And I remember this myself. I remember going, oh, my gosh, 3 pages. I remember when people would say, oh, I have to write a term paper, and it's 20 pages. And you're like, 20 pages? Who are you? What are you going to do, man? But what you learn over time is that's nothing. If you're organizing your thoughts, you're putting it together in the right way, and you execute little by little. It's like writing a book. I remember the first time I was going to write a book, I was like, what? And your brain just gets mush because you're thinking it's daunting. And it can be. But all it is a summary of little things that all, if you're good at it, you can make matter. You can put it into a format that matters. As part of my other warning for you in the new year, is don't self-abuse. Don't let others tell you who you are when you know who you are. That's the biggest thing that we do as human beings is self-abuse. And there's no reason to do it. We're hard on ourselves, but we're hard on ourselves for a reason. But we have to also balance that with the idea that we are not perfect. We are flawed. We're flawed as human beings. We're flawed as Christians, as Jews, as whatever. We're flawed. And that's okay. You're spectacularly flawed. And then my final point is have no fear. Holy cow. You know the saying, a coward dies 1,000 deaths. Have no fear. What are you afraid of? Oh, Kevin, they'll get called this, or this will get that, or I can get doxxed, or whatever. You know? Is that the way you want to live? I'm going to tell you, if you do decide to take the high road and you want to represent yourself honestly, it isn't easy. I will tell you that as a person who got fired from a pretty nice paying secondary income at Fox News. But you know what? I don't regret one second of it. Oh, Kevin, people, you know, they recognize you. You're right. I could be highly recognizable. One of my friends, he had a Fox on for New Year's, and I watched Lawrence Jones. He used to work for Glenn Beck. It was the most boring segment. He's there petting his dog. They're interviewing him at his apartment or his house in wherever, probably in New York. And I was thinking to myself, that's what you want? That's the adulation you seek? People sitting on a stool trying to act as if, ooh, look at New Year's with Fox News. Look at us in New York having a great time with their fake smiles. I tell you what, where I was, you couldn't have had me trade places with Lawrence Jones for all the money in the world. I was with friends who I absolutely love and care about. Again, welcome to the program, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're talking about how America got wrecked in 2022. Approximately 210,000 employees were laid off by 15 tech companies. You want to know what those tech companies all had in common? Persecution of you, the people of character, the quality folks. That's what they had in common. And so, go ahead. Persecute us. Do what you want to do. But you know what you're doing? You're ultimately hurting yourselves, big tech. And the only one who's going to show promise is the one who says, I'm going to bring back real journalism, real freedom of speech, and let these people have a voice in the court of public opinion. Under brain-dead Biden's economy during 2021, this person writes, widows lost money. So did widowers, husbands, wives, cousins, the guy who pours beers at the corner bar, you name it. Says at least they did it. They had money in the stock market through investments or retirement funds and the like. Did you lose money in the stock market? One of my benefactors, a guy who really loves our work, he says, Kevin, I lost $4.5 million in the market last year. And he's a wealthy guy, but he's not super wealthy. He's worked all his life, but he says he lost $4.5 million in the stock market. Business Insiders reported U.S. stocks fell on the last day of trading, ending, quote, a tough year. You ready for the numbers? The S&P was down 20% for the year, a result that hasn't been this bad since the 2008 year. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 9% in 2022, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled 33%. Do I need to remind you what the stock market did from 2016 to 2020? Yeah, I didn't think so. They said this. The last year of trading ended with a thud. This is a report that came from Business Insider. It says, after consumers were confronted with high inflation up to 9.1%, high interest rates, high energy costs and fuel and more. The report said the housing market is, quote, still gloomy as ever as mortgage rates turned higher again. And Jeff Bezos' fortune was overtaken by Warren Buffett's. Now, Bezos, as you know, soared up to become the man, the world's richest man with Amazon and all that until, of course, Elon Musk took him. But he's dropped now back below Warren Buffett, who's been a perennial world's richest man, you know, or in that group. It says, at CNBC, a report said stocks on Friday ended, quote, a brutal 2022 with a whimper. Friday marked the final day of trading in what has been a painful year for stocks. All three major averages suffered the worst year since 2008 and snapped a three-year win streak. The Dow fared the best of the indices in 2022, down about 8.8%. The S&P sank 19.4% and is more than 20% below its record high, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled 33.1%. It's a repeat of what I said earlier, but I'm just reinforcing that other people are saying the same thing. So Joe Biden essentially took away all the money earned during the Trump era, what had to be one of the best four-year periods in the stock market's history, and eradicated it. Now, for those of you who are anti-Trump or whatever, I don't care. But here's what I will tell you. If Donald Trump had remained president and hadn't been caught in a coup, the stock market would probably be at 40,000 for the Dow, and every other index would be up as opposed to down. So that money that left people's, that they were borrowing against, that they were counting on for to live, to retire, etc., is now gone. And I can tell you personally, I have a friend who said, Kevin, 2022 was so bad, where I thought I was retired for good, I'm now back looking for a job. And lucky for him, he's in his early 50s. He might actually find one. Anyway, they go on to tell us that it's COVID, problems in China, communist China, the invasion of Ukraine, and all this, etc. That's not it. The reason for this downtrend in the market is very simple. It is leftist policies. Nobody wants to invest in what we are witnessing with Joe Biden. High inflation, high fuel prices, high crime, and a disdain for capitalists.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.